Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Lake Thermostat. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Booville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. She is located 2.5 miles southwest of Booville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority. No time to break in any time if there are any emergency traffic. City net control and upset the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so for a couple of minutes. Please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net premium on the website at www.boomerlrc.com. Are there any portable battery powered, are there any portable battery powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Nobody's on the Echo Link station, probably because the system's been down for I don't know how long. Whenever the power goes out here, that old computer turns off and it doesn't kick back on automatically like the newer computers do when the power comes back on. So I don't know how long it's been now, but I just turned it on tonight. So, alright, I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening, what's going on?
Well, I'm trying to clean up computers here. Things get accumulated and you've got copies and multiple copies, and the problem is if it's a copy of ISO images here, there, and everywhere, you can eat up tens or hundreds of gigabytes. And so I've got a big file of ISO images on this computer here by the radio, because I use it to burn things on once in a while. And I want to clean that up. I want to clean it up and
I don't know if dual booting with the current operating system, which is Vista, and Windows 10 is easy or not. I've heard that Windows 10 or Windows 8 and beyond, anything with UEFI is very, very touchy with older operating systems or anything with secure boot in particular. In other words, computers you get from the major manufacturers. Very difficult to say dual boot with Linux, and I'm assuming it's probably pretty difficult to dual boot with older, versions of Windows that don't use that UEFI boot. So, I don't know. But I kind of like to put Windows 10 insider preview on this and see how it works. I don't know if I want to buy Windows 10 or not, or upgrade this. I can probably kind of go from Vista to 8.1. I've got at least one of those upgrades, and then to 10 from there. I kind of like to out of curiosity, I'd kind of like to reload Vista here from scratch and see if it cleans up some of my little quirky, particularly video, watching like Netflix or some or stuff, which shouldn't be a problem on this computer because it's a dual core, Pentium dual core, 3 gigabytes RAM, stuff like that. And then I was going to put VirtualBox on here and put at least one Linux distro on here, and I'm debating. I got it talking to, I'll say a friend of mine, a customer of mine. We've been yakking a lot about I'm fixing her computer, but she, I guess, did a lot of, I forgot what her degree is, it's like bioinformatics or something, so she did a lot of stuff and used a lot of, she's one of those, I kind of have to use Windows here, but I hate it, kind of things. And we get talking about, let's go back and play some Linux. So we're going to pick one, and maybe more than one, distribution, and load it up and play. I think I'm going to actually use, find a machine here and load up something and run, try doing my own server, and I'm really debating on what to use. My choices are either CentOS, because that's Red Hat and that's probably up what more than any other commercial ones are, or some Debian based, you know, whether it's Debian or Ubuntu or what, because that's where all the desktop Linux distributions stem from, and I'd like to know that too. So there's probably, you know, once you get into the Apache and all that, well, that's about the same, but I know some of the two distributions put things in different folders, and, you know, the installer packages is Yum or App and stuff like that, so I probably shouldn't try learning two things at once. I'm sort of leaning towards sticking with the Debian-based one as my first one, but I it's still a flip a coin here. Anyway, so before I even do that, I want to clean this hard drive up and get some space back and defragment and all that good stuff. Anyway, that's the project for the evening, along with doing a couple other things at the same time. CC2WI.
It depends what you want to learn on that. So I find the servers run better on CentOS. You have a lot less overhead. You know, you don't have all those other desktop things that you really don't need running. So anyway, all right, good luck to Pete, and have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. I see on the Echolink console here, we have somebody in there. May want to check in, give him a shot here.
This is KD2FPM. Hey, I'm out here. Yeah, I just want to say good evening really quick. I'll hand it back to you. Yeah, I am the only one in here.
All right, Kevin. What's going on today?
Hey, Jeff. Good evening. KD2FPM here. Yeah, I was telling Pete earlier, the last time I tried to get in here, the node was down, so apparently you got it back up, so I wanted to thank you personally for that. That's awesome. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, been just kind of hanging out and trying to recover. Had a fun time with the family yesterday visiting with my dad over at the nursing home, so another fairly decent visit we had with him, which was, you know, one of those good moments that we have, because Alzheimer's is nothing fun to mess with, I'll tell you right now. So, all right, on that note, I tell you what, I'll stay 7-3. I'll stand back and I'll monitor. This is KD2FPM back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Yeah, I walked into the office here and I looked over at the Echolink machine and noticed the light was off, so... Well, you know, I had to go over there and turn it on manually. So, sorry about that. Anyway, hopefully we'll try to keep it up here from here on in. All right, have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. It's KD2 AIP. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net?
Hi, ALW. Good evening, Jeff.
KD2NBU.
There's two more. We'll start with N5AOW. Bob, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff, and everyone else on board. Fine day today. I get out and I helped a buddy of mine get out and weather a little bit. Seemed like it warmed up, I don't know, maybe 40-ish. Couldn't really tell. Didn't keep track of it that much, but nice day. You know, you had the sun and you gotta get that vitamin, what is it, vitamin D? I take pills for that every day just in case the sun doesn't come out. But anyway, it was good to get out and relax a little bit and get a couple of things done and visit. And, you know, it just, I and enjoying it up there. But then I know you were trying to wrap things up, so no telling. Things change, and they do at the spur of the moment. So anyway, that's about it for me. So I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. You have a fine evening, and 73 to everyone around at 5ALW.
All right. Yeah, I had a good time up there. Camp this morning. I got out there and just sitting out there in the woods, and it was a nice morning. Quiet though. I didn't see anything besides a rather fat red squirrel. And I think he's all pumped up and ready for winter, if it ever arrives. But, yeah, we got done with there. We had a bunch of stuff to button up. It was, like you said, you never know. Right now you can drive in there whenever you want. That's just one snowstorm away from not being able to do anything anymore. So we made sure we got everything closed up there, so should I not be able to get back in there for a while, it's fine. Took everything that could possibly freeze and break out of there. You know, no canned food or anything like that up there anymore.
So. All right, well, sounds like you had a good day. I mean, hey, any day this time of year you get sun, it's a good day. All right, we'll catch up with you later there, Bob. KC2MBU, Ray, what's going on tonight?
Oh, we're right at the freezing point. We're right at 32 degrees. And actually turned out to be a nice day out there today. Got a little bit of work done outside. And I'm just browsing eBay right now, just looking for motorcycle parts.
All right, Ray.
Well, good luck in your search. And hey, how did your veggie furnace turn out?
Oh, I've got everything laid out. It's just a case of my furnace guy coming and hooking up the plumbing. So the tank's in, and the heat exchangers are in, and the burner's in, and the furnace is in, and just have to pipe it and solder it and hook all the wires up. So maybe next week we should have it up and running.
All right, great. Well, good luck on that, and let us know how it turns out. All right, KD2, AIT, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Tank? Well, myself, I got out of camp there, I don't know, about right around noon or so, and got home and, kind of caught up on some TV. I haven't watched TV in a while, so I had a bunch of shows recorded there, so I was watching a lot of boxing today, and then we watched the football. Boy, there were some exciting games on today. That Jets-Giants game was unbelievable. And the Patriots-Eagles game was unbelievable. And, good day for me, anyway. Not a good day for some others. So, that was about it. All right, are there any other check-ins, comments, or queries? All right, hearing none, I'm now closed the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of the game to you. So I'd like to thank Pete, Kevin, Bob, and Ray for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2 AIT, clear.
This is KD2 FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73, KD2 FPM is clear.
Traffic on emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. And again, please wait till the tail drops on your repeater. Stations, come in, please.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2MBU, good evening, Ray. Thank you for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic. Okay, very good. I believe it was Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Papa Alpha. Correct me if I was wrong, I think you're coming in from Rochester, Rochester repeater, am I correct? Yeah, well, it's linked to the 655 in Rochester there. Okay, was your, what was your suffix on that, your prefix? Was it Kilo Delta or Kilo Charlie? Okay, very good. Thanks. Check in, appreciate it. And I'll see if I can get any more from my 655 repeater in Boonville. Okay, very good. Any additional stations for Octane from, well, from the Boonville repeater this time? Okay, very good. I thank you all for both of you for checking in. 7-3, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2 Zanzibar.